learning Maseches Gittin Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis, and we are up to the Mishnah Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis. Naira Hamarasa Hiva Aviyah Mekavas Gita. A Naira is a woman who's 12, a girl who's 12 to 12 and a half. So she's a Gedoyl already. She could do a Maisa Kinyan for sure, but she's still under her father's jurisdiction. There got to be certain things. Got Maisa Yadel. So it says over here in the Mishnah, the Naira Amrasa, she has a yad. So Hiva Aviyah Mekavas Gita. She and her father can Mekavah the get. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Shtei Yadayim Zeches Kachas. Two people can't have a yad for the same thing. Ela Aviyah Mekavas Gita Bavad, and she can't. And the last part of it is Alacha V'chol She'ein Yechoy Lishmar Gita and Yechoy Lishgarish. If the Isha cannot watch her get, we'll see what the age that is, then she cannot be get divorced. Now there's a lot going on in this Mishnah, so let's just talk about the first line first. Naira Maros, Hiva Aviyah Mekavas Gita. Is it Dafka Naira Maros, or what about a Ketana? So Rashi in, what about Ketana? Could Ketana Mekavah get? Her and her father? So Rashi in Masechtas Kedushin says that Dafka Naira, of a Ketana, only the Aviyah and not her. Not her, only when she's a Naira could both of them, there's like dual yads. But before that, it's only the father, and after that, it's only the Isha. That's Rashi Shita. Tosfos argues, Tosfos holds, no, that she has a yad to Mekavel get straight through. Straight through, she has a yad. And the Chiddush is even Naira Rasa, even her father can Mekavel get by Naira Rasa. But they have a yad straight through. That's Mechalikas Rashi and Tosfos. And we'll see, it's the Machmin I learned next Gemara. We have Mechalikas here, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, which Agave Kedushin, by the way, Agave Kabbalah Kedushin, we have to learn Masechus Kedushin. There's a Mechalikas Amaroyim. If maybe the Elikuli Alma, only one of them have a yad, we have, wait to Kedushin to know about Kedushin. Here we're talking about Gerushin. So in my Kemifik, what's Mechalikas Yehuda and the Rabbanon? Rabbanon Savre Yodu Yaser Tazachal Rachmano, that you got an extra hand. Rabbi Yehuda Sava Mokoim Avia Yad Lolav Klumu. Mokoim Avia, her hand is nothing. Now what does it mean? Yad Yaser Tazachal Rachmano. What's Taich? So it's totally in the Mechalikas. The Fi Rashi in Kedushin, that only the Via Mekabel Kedushin when she's a Ketana, not herself. So Yad Yisereta means that when she becomes a Naira, she gets extra hand. Rabbanon Savi, Yad Yisereta Zocha Lo Rachmano, she got another hand just for a Naira. That's how the way Rashi learns. Because when a Ketana doesn't have a Yad, that's Taich. Fi Taisvis, that she always had a Yad. So Taich, that Yad Yisereta means the father was an extra hand. The father's hand is extra hand. Look at the end of Tosfos Devar Maschil Naira. V'hod Amrim B'Gemara Yad Yisera Zochel Rachmana Hanu Yada Av. The Yada Atzma Iker. Her own hand is Iker. She has Lovabagas. She has the same hand the whole time. She always has a Yad. V'leinitelo Yada Av Levata Koyach Yoda. But it was just an extra Yad, not the Mevatel. But Yehuda Sava, no, it's a Mevatelit. Akaponim, the Fir Rash, you learn this. Yada Yisera, which means that the father's hand's constant. We add it on her hand for Naira. The Fir Tosfos is attached like this. That the father's hand is extra, and therefore doesn't knock out her hand. Right? Who does know the father's hand knocks out her hand? Invite in the Gemara. B'chol she'en yichol lishmar zgita. It says in the Mishnah that she cannot watch her get ain yichol esgarish. If she can't watch her get, she can't be misgarish. Now, what does that mean? Could she can't misgarish herself, right? Because she's a ketana, she's too small. What about with her father? Could her father mekabel get for her? Rashi says, look at the different maskal Rashi, ain misgarishes, and the Rashi. Therefore, b'kabbalas avia, even with a father accepting, it's not miskereshes. But Tosfos Devar Maschil argues, and Tosfos says, "The time of Farish, the idea of via miskereshes." So it's like this: if her father could do it, but definitely Tana cannot mekabel get when she can't watch again. What does that mean? If she watch her get, she's miskereshes. She could be miskereshes. If she any adas lishmarazgita, any miskereshes. If she can't watch her get, it's not miskereshes. The Fi Rashi has to be talking about the father, Fi Rashi and Kedushin, because she herself can't get it anyway. So it has to be with the father. That's what Rashi knows. So she tells it. Okay. Ve'ezehi ketana, yadas lishmarazgita. What's called ketana knows her watch her get. Kos v'shemarazgita v'davacher. She watches her get and something else. What does that mean? Maiko Amar. So we thought like this, that if she watches something else because of her get, which means like this, that she has a get, and someone takes away her get and replaces it with something else, or she finds something else, she watches the next thing instead of the get. And we thought that was, you know, that's a certain amount of brains, because a 2-year-old, if you take something away, he doesn't know you're going to get something else to hold instead of it, just forgets about it. Here, she took something else instead of it. So Gemara thought that was a very smart thing, and it's called Yodei Lashmar's Gita. Maskil Rav Huna Bar Amraya, Ha Shaita Bar Amihi. That's called a Shaita. She's watching something else. So, like Rashi says, "Ve'en l'chom mishalechas v'chazeres yosei mena." There's nothing worse than that. That mishalechas v'chazeres. She doesn't know to leave. Meloik tonish mishmer shtar achar. Doesn't say you're watching our star. It's not for anything. So that's for sure not too smart. Elam Rav Huna Bar Amraya, Shmei Rav Acha Brei Rav Iko. Kosh mavchenes v'gitul dov achar. She has enough brains to realize the difference in a get and something else, a different star, something else, then that's called enough brains that she's called Lishmas Gita, which means, sounds like Rashi, which means she knows when she has a get, she doesn't come back. She's done. What's that age? Zok Toises Dir Maskul Kol Shem Avchenes. Hainu Kipu'utois Upu'utois Hainu Kibar Shis Ukibar Esif. From 6 to 10, it's a Mechloikis de Gemara called Chad Lefum Chorfe. Depends how smart she is. So from 6 to 10 is the age where she could get a get. And she could accept to get a few taisis. If Rashi means her father could accept to get. She's not called mishalachas v'chazeres. Zok to Maravaita, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asi. If you have here a katan or a ktana, that you give him or her a tzror, a rak v'zark, he throws away. Egois, but you give him a knot, but noitly takes it. That age already zoych la'atzmoi ve'ein zoych la'acherim. He could make a kinyan for himself. If someone else gives him something, but that's the charis maknas. If someone else is maknas to him, a gadol, the halacha is that that katan is koinit. But ve'in zoicha l'acheim, he can't be zoicha for others. But if he's on the level of chayfetz machzir l'achashah, you give him a chayfetz, and then afterwards you say, can I have it back? And he gives it right back. That's already a little more mature. Then the halacha is zoicha ben la'atzmei ben la'acheim. He can be zoicha for himself, and he can be zoicha for other people, which means this little katana, I give him, this or katana katana, I give him something, say, be zoicha for Vienna, for Reuven. It's a zechia for Reuven. Now, how does that work? A katana be zoicha for acherim? Zog Rashi, a tiny Rashi, zoicha for acherim, umidir abonon. It's only midir abonon. Tois versus mavuyer, that is the araisa. And that's the raisa be zoicha acherim. I freak tois versus Schiyam tam shlichas, it can't be a shliach. And for Toises, he only can't be a shliach if something is not b'tayras. For example, truma, he can't make truma. But it could be a shliach if something is b'tayras. Since he can be zeichah for himself, he can be zeichah for acherim. So Tois learns the raisa, if he doesn't want the yom. It's a tomorrow, but Tois learns the raisa. So chepitz v'achzir l'achashah, zeichah b'atzim v'acherim, and mechalikas v'raisa d'rabbanon. Can risa k'me d'shmul, amali, do da'achasi, both are the same. La'atzmai and la'acherim, both ages are the same. Both Tzoror v'Zorkai and Chevetz Machzira are exact same halacha. Dov da'achasi, my dov da'achasi, means both Yizrech l'Acherim, both of them? No. He argues, says that Katan cannot be Yizrech l'Acherim, only Yizrech l'Atzmai. Cannot be Yizrech l'Acherim. So like upon, we have a Mechleikas here, Kiv Yizrech l'Acherim. We spoke out of Mechleikas Rashi Tais, what it means, Yizrech l'Acherim, either the Rice or Rabbanon, but Mechleikas here, if a Katan is Yizrech l'Acherim. Mosiv Rav Chanina Vardayin, Ketzem Estatvim Mavui. Mishtat Mavi is a type of Erev Chatzeris that we want everyone in the Mavi to be able to carry in the Mavi. So what we do is, we make everyone a Shutif in one house. So what we do is take a bottle of wine, a barrel of wine, and we're marking it to everyone. So everyone has an ownership in this barrel of wine and sitting in one house. So we're all like living in that house. So Ketzem Mishtat, or we're all living in that Mavi. Ketzem Mishtat Mavi, Meniach Es HaChavis. You take a chavis. Now, the one guy has a chavis. Now, he's not going to every single person's house and collecting wine or being makna to them. So what does he do? Voimer, he's makna to someone. He says, Bizeicha for the whole mavi. Voimer, reizu l'chol b'nei ha-mavi. Now, who do you do it with? So you can't do it with your children who are eating on your table, because then that's you. That's the same thing as you. Or your wife also. That's like part of you. You have to give to someone who can bizeicha l'acherim. Someone's not part of your family. So either you can do the zechiyah which means they're not soymech al shulchan, that your older children, your married children, or by the avdav shivcha se'arim, or your eved shivcha ivri, they're also their own people. They're not part of your family, even though they work for you, but they're like workers. So they're avdav shivcha se'arim, eved ivri or shivcha ivri. So hay shivcha echidami. What's the case of shivcha om avri? What's the case? You know, it's not parashas and shpatim. We know that om avri goes out, but stays Cyrus. She has to be a katana. Hay shivcha echidami. Idas stays Cyrus. My boy, what you doing there? El olav the lai asir stays Cyrus. She did not get stays Cyrus yet. V'ketani zoicha lachayim. It says that she could be zoicha for others. She could be zoicha for others. So what's going on? Is it clear that he could be zoicha lachayim? That was Rav Chanina's kasha. On Rav Chista said, "In zeich l'acherim." So he says, what are you talking about? L'chari, you can't be Zoyich L'chaim. L'chari, you could be Zoyich L'chaim. You see, you give it to the Shevcha. Even though she's a Ketana, she has to be a Ketana. And for the Gemara, Shani Shtufim Mevoyez Darabana. And the whole din Shtufim Mevoyez Darabana. But the Rai says no Isser to carry in there at all, in the Shishi Yachar alone. It's only Darabana. So they were Mekel, and we let the Ketana do it. We let the Ketana do it. So that's what, that was the answer. That was the answer Rav Chista gave. But Rav Chista said, it really wasn't a good answer. On Rav Chista, himself gave the answer. He said, Ishtik Vardoin, he was Nelam, Shlaheshiv Chuvah Tirzah, he could have answered back to me, came with a very good comeback. Ma'avalaman, what could he have said? He could have said, what do you mean, Darabonin? Called Tikkun Rabbonin, gained the Raisa Tikkun. Anything Darabonin did, they didn't the Raisa. So why should it work? Ve'idach, Rav Chinna held that the reason why it is a good Tirzah is because Kiyam Rinan called Tikkun Rabbonin, gained the Raisa Tikkun. When do we say that every Darabonin is similar to the Raisas? That's Dafka, but Milsa the Islay Ikkum Atayra. Dafka by something that is Ikkum Atayra. Which means that something, let's say, Meiser. Meiser on a Yerek has an Ikkur Deraisa because Meiser by the Tvor is Deraisa. But Shtufim Avayis has nothing, there's no Deraisa to Shtufim Avayis. There is no such thing. So it's Ikkur, it's called Ikkur Derabana. What? That's not Itzah. It's in a Shiyachar here. It's not Itzah. That's a Tzom Shiyachar Rabbana. That's a different thing. This is not Itzah. This is carrying Shiyachar. There is no Deraisa whatsoever carrying in a Shiyachar. Of a milsa, the less the ikum at Torah loy. So Gemara's teretz over here was that here Shtufim Avayis is such a big darabanan. We allow Zoyich L'Acharim. Betzem, there's no Zoyich L'Acharim according to Rav Chista and according to the Mandiyamo Agad Rav Yehuda, which is Shmuel. Both of them hold there's no such thing that is of Zoyich L'Acharim. We had a kasha from a brayse of Shtufim Avayis. No, Avayis which is ikrei darabanan. There we allow Zoyich L'Acharim at the Akatan, but nowhere else. No else. Therefore, it's not a cash in this case. This case is Darabanan. And Mi'at Hashem, tomorrow we'll go to the next massive about this machlokes of Zeichel Atzmai and Zeichel Acherim.